我们看到被提的一件事情。
As we look into this matter of rapture，
如果我们不带着任何的想法，单单从神的话里边去看神所要做的。
If we don't bring with us any way of our own thoughts to solely look upon what God has done，
我们都能看到一个事实。
We're all able to see one fact。
在神的话的里头，你找不到灾前被提的这一个说法。
That in the Word of God, you do not see this thought of being raptured before tribulation.
也没有找到灾后被提的这个说法。
Nor do you find the words that tell you you are raptured after the tribulation.
同样的，也没有找到得胜者先被提的这个说法。
Likewise, you do not find the words that tell you that the overcomers are raptured first.
我们很明确的在这里说。
Very clearly we say here,
圣经里头根本就没有提到前后灾前灾中灾后得胜不得胜的人的被提的关系。
In the scriptures, it does not mention the relationship of rapture before, during, after the tribulation, or overcomers are not being raptured.
我们能从神的话里头看这眼见的，就是被提这一个事实。
But from the word of God, we're able to see this truth of rapture.
并且这一个事实向我们一解开的时候。
And when this truth is revealed to us.
要带出一个这样的果效。
It brings forth such a fruit.
那就是第四章最末了的那个话。
That is the last words at the end of chapter 4.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
被提这个事情一摆出来，引出的果效就是叫我们得着劝慰。
When this matter of rapture is placed forth, the fruition is that it will allow for us to be comforted and encouraged.
并且这个劝慰是彼此的。
And this comfort and encouragement is with one another.
你跟我说到这个事情，我得了安慰。
When you speak to me regarding this matter, I am comforted.
我跟你说到这个事情，你也得了安慰。
When I speak to you regarding this matter, you are also comforted.
只要你提到这件事情。
As long as you mention about this matter.
儿女的那个结果就是安慰。
What it brings to the children of God is comfort.
我们是在主面前要看准这一点。
Indeed, we have to see this correctly before the Lord.
被提不能带给我们任何的重担。
Rapture cannot give us any heavy burden.
被提只能带给我们完全的释放。
Rapture can only set us free completely.
因为被提要带给我们的乃是劝慰。
Because rapture, what it's to bring us is comfort and encouragement.
我翻查好几个版本的圣经。
As I search many different translations of the Bible.
也特别翻查那个希腊文的圣经。
Especially the scripture in Greek.
这个劝慰原来只是一个字。
This word translated in Chinese comfort and encouragement is originally one word.
这个字你可以说是安慰。
You can say this word means comfort.
你也可以说是劝勉。
You can also say this word as encouragement.
在达比的圣经里，它就翻作劝勉。
In Darby's translation, it's translated as encourage.
或者是激励。
Or to cheer.
其他一些版本的经文呢，它就翻作安慰。
In other translations, it's translated as comfort.
那么中文把两个意思都摆在都翻出来。
In the Chinese translation, it puts those two meanings together.
又劝又慰。
It is also to encourage and comfort.
劝是叫我们得。勉励
to encourage so that we can have receive encouragement.
慰是叫我们得安慰。
Comfort is for to comfort us.
但是怎么劝呢？怎么安慰呢？
But how do we encourage and comfort?
第五章的时候又再提到这一个字。
In chapter 5, once again, this word is used.
那就是在第十一节里头。
And that is in verse 11.
所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立。正如你们素常所行的。
Wherefore comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also ye do.
这里的劝慰跟第四章里头的劝慰完全是相同的。
Now the word used here in chapter 5 is the same word as in chapter 4.
那 怎么劝慰法呢？
And so how do you encouragement and comfort?
我们刚才读的是第五章的十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 11。
但是这五章十一节呢，是总结第五章第一节到第十节的。
That chapter verse 11 is the conclusion from the verses of chapter 1 through chapter 5 verse 1 through verse 11.
第四节的末了就提醒我们要彼此以被提的这个信息作为劝慰。
The end of chapter 4 encourages us to comfort one another with this message of rapture.
那怎么劝慰法呢？
How do we encourage and comfort each other?
第五章一开始就是这个劝慰的内容。
So at the beginning of chapter 5 is the content of this comfort and encouragement.
也是这个劝慰的方法。
It is also the way of encouragement and comfort.
那我们留意第五章一开始。
Now let's pay attention at the beginning of chapter 5.
弟兄们。
Brethren.
弟兄们
brethren,
是得胜的弟兄呢，还是失败的弟兄？
Are they overcoming brethren or those who fail?
没有这个条件。
It is not any of these qualifications.
就是弟兄们。
It is merely brethren.
那所以我们就看到这一个劝慰不是对着特别的某一部分人。
So we can see such a comfort and encouragement is not to a specific group.
乃是对着所有神的儿女。
But it is to all the children of God.
只要你能给称为是弟兄。
As long as you are called a brethren.
你就在这个劝慰的范围里头。
You are in the boundary of this comfort and encouragement.
只要你是有主生命的。
As long as you have the life of the Lord.
你就能在这一个劝勉的交通的里边做那个接受劝勉的人。
You are able to be a recipient of this fellowship of comfort and encouragement.
我们特别要留意。
We have to pay special attention.
现在圣灵借着保罗向弟兄们说话了。
Now the Holy Spirit speaks to the brethren through Paul.
向每一个蒙拯救的人说话了。
He speaks to each one who is saved by grace.
而不是对特别的一部分人说话。
Not to a specific group of people.
是对所有蒙恩得救的人说话。
But to all those who are saved by grace.
也是呼应了圣灵向众教会所说的话的那一个事实来说话。
It also echoes the fact that the Holy Spirit speaks to the churches.
说什么话呢？
What words are spoken?
就是说有关被提的事情所引发出来的一些劝慰的话。
It speaks of some of the words of comfort and encouragement that is brought about with this topic of rapture.
所以那里就说到论到时候和日期。
So there it says as to the time and the seasons.
什么时候和日期？
What time and what season?
就是被提的事情发生的时候和日子。
It is the times and the seasons of this matter of rapture.
不错。
That's right.
摆在我们前头的，我们是等候主来，我们被提。
What's placed before us is that we're waiting for the Lord, we will be raptured.
但是主什么时候来呢？
But when will the Lord come?
主哪一天来呢？
What day will the Lord come?
弟兄姊妹记得这个问题给提出来，乃是因为帖撒罗尼迦教会有一些弟兄们已经先离开世界。
Brothers and sisters, remember that this question was brought about because of some brethren in Thessalonica. They first departed from this world.
所以才引出他们要知道将来怎么什么时候见主的问题。
Therefore, it leads to this question that they have, how do we see the Lord when?
是哪一些人可以见主的问题？
Which group of people can see the Lord?
是因着这个事实一直引出来的。
Because of that fact, it leads to these questions.
圣灵借着保罗在这里说了。
Now the Holy Spirit speaks through Paul.
讲到那个被提的时间和日期。
Of the time and season of rapture.
保罗就说不需要再写信给你们了。
Paul writes, you have no need that I write unto you.
因为你们明明知道。
For you yourselves know perfectly.
弟兄姊妹们，这里面很这句话很重要啊。
Brothers and sisters, these words are very important.
我们如果从字面上看就好像有什么了不起的。
If we just look from the surface of the word, we don't see anything
special. 但是你注意到保罗这样说话的时候。
But if you take note how Paul speaks.
乃是说到他们对这一件事情已经是很清楚的领会了。
His tone tells us that they know perfectly about this matter.
不过眼见的事物叫他们心思有点 给打乱。
But the things which they see by sight has caused their hearts to be confused.
如果他们心思没有给打乱的话，
if their hearts were not confused,
他们对于什么时候主来，什么时候神的儿女被提，是不成为重担的。
Then the matter of the fact when the Lord will come, when will the children of God be raptured, would not be a burden to them.
那正因为保罗在这里提到这一个。
Because Paul mentions of this here.
因为你们自己明明晓得。
For you yourself know perfectly.
什么时候晓得？
When did they know?
不是现在才晓得。
They do not know now.
也不是因为我保罗写了这封信给你们，你们就才晓得。
It is not now you know because I wrote this letter to you.
是你们老早就知道了。
But that you know perfectly long ago.
我还没写这封信以前，你们已经知道了。
Even before I wrote to you, you know perfectly.
那知道什么呢？
What do you know?
主的日子
The day of the Lord
来到好像夜间的贼一样
Cometh as a thief in the night
这里好像没有给我们什么新的体会
Here it doesn't seem to give us any new understanding
因为主在福音书里边一再的说了
Because the Lord repeatedly said
他来的日子就像贼一样
The day of his return is just as a thief in the night.
所以保罗在这里在说这一件事情的时候，好像没有什么新的光在那里。
So as Paul even speaks on this matter again, it doesn't seem like there's any light here.
但是我们读下去的时候，
But as we read on,
我们就读出问题来了。
We're able to read out the issue.
主的日子，
The day of the Lord
来到，
cometh
好像夜间的贼一样
as a thief in the night
人正说平安稳妥的时候
for when they shall say peace and safety
灾祸忽然就临到他们
then sudden destruction cometh upon them
而如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样
as travail upon a woman with child
他们绝不能逃脱
and they shall not escape
弟兄姊妹，你把这一段话加上去。
Brothers and sisters, if you put this part on,
你就看出很多很多的内容来了。
You'll be able to see so much detail.
第一，在这里给我们肯定被提的时候所引用到的主的日子是指着什么时候
？First of all, it shows us the term use of Day of the Lord. What is it speaking of?
那因为我们在头一次读这个，读被提的事情的时候
Because the first time when we mentioned this matter of rapture
我们已经提到主的日子这个事实
We already made mention of this fact the day of the Lord
因为主的日子这个事实所包括的时间是很宽广的
Because this matter of the day of the Lord includes a very broad time span
是从主再来
It is from the Lord's return
一直到国度的末了都称为主的日子
Even until the very end of the kingdom that is termed the day of the Lord.
那如果我们对主的日子是这样一个笼统的领会的话
So if we have such a general understanding of the day of the Lord,
那我们对被提的事情就难怪会发生那么许多的主张
Then that's why we would have so many different theories on the matter of rapture.
因为如果被提是发生在主的日子里头
Because if rapture occurs during the day of the Lord
那它就可以发生在主来起头主来的起初的那一段时间
Then it can happen at the very beginning of the period of the return of the Lord
也可以发生在主来以后相当日子的一段时间
Or it could occur during many days after the Lord's return
甚至是可以发生在国度已经开始了以后
or even after the beginning of the kingdom
甚至是国度结束的时候
even at the end of the kingdom
你都可以连接上去
you can use it with the day of the Lord
但是我们感谢神
but we thank God
神说话从来不拖泥带水
when God speaks he does not drag his foot in the mud
虽然他给我们看到
even though he shows us
主的日子是包括那么长的一段时间
that the day of the Lord includes such a broad time span
但是一碰到具体的或是个别的事实发生的时候
but when it comes to individual events or specific events
他的话一定给我们指明那一个特定的时间
his words will clearly show us what time that is
没有留下任何的地步给我们去猜，可能是这个，可能是这个，可能是那个。
He does not leave any ground for us to guess. It could be this or it could be that.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
保罗说，主的日子好像夜间的贼一样。
Paul says that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night.
是说出没有人知道那个具体的时间。
He speaks of that man, no man knows the specific time.
但是却说出这一个时间一来的时候，人要么得保存，要么就受亏损。
But he does tell us that when that day comes, either man is kept or man has suffered loss.
所以被提的事情一发生的时候，
So as this matter of rapture takes place,
有些人他们就得保存的。
Some are kept.
有些人他们是受亏损的。
Some would suffer loss.
但是是什么人呢？
Who are they?
这里并没有包括在里边。
Here they are not included.
这里只是说时间和事情发生的时候的那一个结果。
Here it only speaks of the time and the result when this takes place.
但是一加上底下再补充上去的那一句话呢？
But when you continue to add on those words,
那弟兄姊妹们就把那个时间定规的非常非常的明确。
Then brothers and sisters, that time is extremely accurate for us.
比上那个话是怎么说呢？
What do those words say?
他说人正说平安稳妥的时候。
For when they shall say peace and safety,
灾祸忽然就临到他们。
Then suddenly destruction comes upon them.
我们注意的不是人正说平安稳妥的时候。
What we pay attention to is not that when man shall say peace and safety.
我们所注意的也不是一些什么事情临到他们的时候。
What we also pay attention to is not what kind of matter that would fall upon them.
我们所留意是灾祸的两个字。
But what we do pay attention to is these two words, destruction.
那灾祸这两个字。
Now these two words, tribulation.
就定规了。主来的日子是什么？这里所说的主来的日子是什么一回事？
Sets for us then what this matter is all about when it tells us the day of the Lord.
如果我们从宽广的来看主来的日子，
Now if we look from a very broad scope about the day of the Lord,
国度降临啊，
we can say that is from when the kingdom comes. That is a good thing.
这是喜乐的事啊。
That is a matter of joy.
如果我们说的那是等到国度的末了，新天新地要来啊。
And so when we do mention, if it is at the end of the kingdom, when the new heaven and new earth will come, that's even more joyful.
因为天地都要废去。
Because the heaven and earth will pass away.
新天新地要显出来。
New heaven and new earth will appear.
但是这里给我们看到的不是指着那一个时候。
But here it does not show us that time.
这里给我们所看到的那个主的日子是定准在那一个灾难。
Here it shows us that the day of the Lord is specifically on the time when the destruction shall come.
那因此弟兄姊妹你注意到。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在这里非常明确的给我们看到一件事。
Here it clearly shows us one thing.
主来的日子。
The day of the Lord.
是好像贼一样来到。
Will come as a thief in the night.
没有人能知道什么时候发生。
No one will know when that will take place.
但是如果主的日子一开始。
But when the Lord's day of the Lord starts.
特别是说这里的所指的主的主来的主的日子一开始。
Especially here when it refers to the day of the Lord, when it begins.
那也就是灾难同时开始。
That is also the beginning of the tribulation.
那因此弟兄姊妹你看到了。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
对教会来说。
To the church.
主来是被提。
When the Lord comes, it is rapture.
对不信不认识神的人来说，
To those who don't believe in the Lord,
那就是灾难的开始。
That is the beginning of destruction.
所以当主来的时候，
So when the Lord comes,
那个时候要发生两种光景。
At that time, two conditions will take place.
一种光景是神的儿女被提到
One is that the children of God will be caught up in the air. And the other condition is that tribulation will take place on earth. Brothers and sisters, this is a very important fact. If we can grasp this fact, you can see. In the scriptures, it does not tell us before, after, during the tribulation. It just merely tells us. In the day of the Lord, when it comes, we'll be raptured. In the day of the Lord, there's destruction beginning on earth. Then we can grasp that time very clearly. We don't know the exact time when the Lord comes. But the events that will take place during that time. So Paul says, you yourself know perfectly. I do not need to write unto you. When the Lord comes, the whole earth would fall into destruction. If you're a man, you will be in that tribulation. Because the words are very clear. They shall not escape. No one can escape. If no one can escape, then what will happen to the children of God? Then will the children of God be included in this matter of mankind? We thank the Lord. It continues on through the Holy Spirit. Paul's words tell us, if you are brethren, if you are one of the brethren, you are not in this destruction. Because here,
第四节,
verse
4,
but ye brethren are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Now, I'll take away the first part of that. What kind of fact will you read?
弟兄们,
brethren,
那日子就不会临到你们像贼一样,
that day should not overtake you as a thief.
对不对?
Is that right?
如果把上面那一句话拿开, 我, 但是把整个那个意思都掌握住的话, 那个结果是不是, 你们不会让那个日子临到你们像贼一样。
So if we just took away those words, would the fact that you read out tell you that, but ye brethren, that day should not overtake you as a thief?
那我们先来注意这个。
Now we have to first pay attention to this.
这些弟兄们,
these brethren,
他们叫那个日子, 不临到他们如同贼临到一样,
that they shall not be overtaken on that day as a thief.
乃是因为他们不在黑暗里。
It is because they are not in darkness.
那你说那这个不在黑暗里, 那就是在光中了。
So you say if they are not in darkness, then they are in light.
那在光中的当然是得胜者了。
If they are in light, of course they are overcomers.
在黑暗里的当然就不是得胜者。
If they are in darkness, of course they are not overcomers.
是不是这样呢?
Is that the case?
当然,你要这样领会也没有人能说你不可以。
Of course, if you want to understand it in that way, no one can say you cannot.
但是问题在这里,
but here's the issue.
我们必须要把整段的话都看完。
We must finish the whole passage here.
你们不在黑暗里。
You are not in darkness.
为什么你们不在黑暗里?
Why are you not in darkness?
底下就说,
it follows.
你们都是光明之子。
You are all children of light.
都是白昼之子,
and the children of the day.
所以不属于黑夜的,
you are not of the night.
也不属于黑暗,
nor of darkness.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到吗
？Brothers and sisters, you see.
在这里提到这样的一种光景。
Here it mentions this condition.
弟兄们
，brethren，
头一个我们要掌握这个范围。
First, we have to take hold of this boundary.
这里不是跟特别的人说话。
Here he does not speak to specific group of people.
这里是跟弟兄们说话。
But he speaks to the brethren.
是跟每一个属神的人说话。
He speaks to everyone that belongs to God.
你们不在黑暗。
You are not in darkness.
叫那日子临到你们。
That day should overtake you as a thief.
那很显然就已经说出。
Apparently it tells us.
那个日子来
That day when it comes
虽然是像贼来一样
Though it will come as a thief
但是对你们来说
But as to you
那个日子就不是是贼来的那种光景
It will not be as that condition as a thief in the night
也就是说
It's also means
那个日子你们没有条件遇见灾祸
That you will not be qualifiedto meet that day, that condition in the tribulation.
那一个日子临到他们不能逃脱但是你们却不在其中
When that day comes, they shall not escape, but you are not in that day.
原因就是你们是光明之子
It is because you are the children of light.
是白昼之子
You are the children of the day.
不是属黑夜的
You are not of the darkness.
也不是属幽暗的
Nor the night.
为什么
Why?
那弟兄姊妹，这里我们就要留意了。
Brothers and sisters, then we have to pay attention.
这里所说的那个黑暗和幽暗，究竟是指着什么
？Here, when it speaks of the night and darkness, what does it speak of?
你们却不在黑暗里。
You are not in darkness.
你们是光明之子。
You are the children of light.
这明明给我们看见。
Here, it clearly shows us.
在黑暗里的那是在罪和死的里头
In the night means you are in sin and in death
用以弗所书的话来说那就是死在罪恶和过犯中的人的这个范围里
In darkness in the words of Ephesians are those who are dead in their sins and transgressions We once were
但是现在不是
No longer
我们曾经是死在罪恶和过犯的当中
We once were also dead in our sins and trespasses
我们是称为可怒之子
That we were sons of wrath
我们是活在黑暗里
That we were living in darkness
但是感谢神
But we thank God
因着救恩
Because of salvation
把我们从黑暗里面迁到爱子的国里
Has translated us from the darkness into the kingdom of his dear son
因为他救我们脱离那黑暗的权势
Because he has helped us to depart away from that power of darkness
迁我们到爱子的国里
And translated us into the kingdom of his dear son
我们所以成为光明之子
Therefore we can become children of light
神的儿子他所做成的救赎
It is because of the salvation finished by the son of God
我们不再停留在黑暗
No longer do we remain in the power of darkness
而给带到爱子的国里
But are brought into the kingdom of the dear son That we become children of light
那弟兄们这是很宝贝很宝贝的一件
Now brothers and sisters this is indeed a very very precious matter
因为当你提到那个劝慰的时候
Because when you make mention of that comfort and encouragement
首先就给我们看到我们的地位
First it shows us our position
首先就给我们看见我们的身份
First it shows us our status
我们在神的眼中神怎么看我们
In the sight of God how does he look at us
我们在神的怜悯的底下我们应当如何的认识我们自己的地位
Under the mercy of God how do we come to understand our position
那这是非常关键的一件事情
This is very crucial
我们不是死在罪恶过犯当中
We are not dead in this, our sins and trespasses
我们是光明之子
We are children of the light
黑夜和幽暗与我们无分无关
Night and darkness has nothing to do with us
好了
Now
既然我们看到我们的身份
Since we're able to see our status
也明白我们在神面前所站的地位
And we understand the position which we stand before God
现在劝勉来了
Now the encouragement comes
安慰的话先说了
We have spoken the words of comfort
劝勉的话就来了
Now the encouraging comes
第六节开始那就是一个劝勉的话
Verse 6 begins with the encouragement
我们说第四、第五节那个劝，中文的那个劝勉。
Now we say in chapter 4 in the Chinese translation, the word is translated as comfort and encouragement.
这个字是包含了安慰和劝勉这两个部分。
That word includes both of these actions of comfort and encouragement.
那上面说了一些安慰的话。
Now in the first few verses speaks of words of comfort.
就说出一些劝勉的话。
Now it gives us words of encouragement.
那这个劝勉的话。
Now these words of encouragement.
乃是说你我们该把我们这个地位显明在我们生活的实际。
Is that we're supposed to manifest such a status and position that we have in our daily living. So in verse 6 it says,
所以我们不要睡觉,
therefore, let us not sleep
像别人一样,
as do others.
总要警醒, 谨守,
but let us watch and be sober.
弟兄姊妹注意到了,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里, 这个劝勉的话是劝勉什么呢?
What does these words of encouragement encourage us to do?
不要睡觉,
do not sleep.
你说不要睡觉不行的。
You say I cannot, don't sleep.
第二天起不来的。
Then I cannot get up.
就是勉强起来也没有精神做事的。
Even if I force myself to, I will have no energy to work.
那但弟兄姊妹，你很显然你在这里看见。
Brothers and sisters, apparently here.
这里的睡觉。
The sleep mentioned here.
和底下的警醒谨守是相对的。
It is comparable to being watchful and sober.
所以这个睡觉不是真的只做我们身体的睡觉。
So the sleep does not point at our physical sleep.
乃是只做你灵里，我们灵里头不要昏沉。
But to speak of that in our spirit we cannot be dim.
我们灵里面需要警醒。
But in our spirit we must be watchful.
我们灵里头要有谨守。
In our spirit, we must be alert and sober.
那用什么这个警醒谨守?
Brothers and sisters, this watchful and sober
不是肉身的事情。
is not a matter of the flesh.
睡觉是肉身的事情。
The matter of sleeping is physical.
但警醒和谨守那是灵里和魂里的事情。
But to be watchful and to be sober is in the spirit, in the soul.
所以我们很清楚看到这在这里提到这两个事情是有比较的。
So here, when we see these two things, we can see they're a contraster.
所以那里的睡觉不是指着我们身体的睡觉。
So when it speaks of sleeping, it is not physical sleep.
乃是指着我们灵里要不要昏沉。
But it is pointing to our spirit that it cannot be dim, it cannot be numb.
不要没对属灵的事没有反应。
To spiritual matters, we must be sensitive.
像别人一样。
Just like others.
那不认识的神的人,
those who don't know God,
他们对属灵的事情是没有反应的。
To spiritual matters, they have no reaction.
不但是没有反应,
not only no reaction,
甚至是抗拒的。
Even to a point they reject it.
不仅是抗拒,
not only to reject it,
甚至是极力的反对的。
Even to a point that they oppose it greatly.
这是不信神的人的那种光景。
That is the condition of those who do not believe in God.
我们是光明之子。
But we are the children of light.
我们不能像他们那些人一样。
We cannot be like those others.
就是我们灵里面是需要有警醒。
Therefore, in our spirit, we must be watchful.
我们对一些的事物不能只看见表面的现象。
As regards to things, we cannot only see the phenomenon externally.
那个在属灵的实际里面是怎样的一个光景。
We must realize what is the spiritual reality behind that.
今天我看昨天的世界日报。
Today, as I read yesterday's World Journal.
那就看到美西新闻的那一版。
I saw the page on the news in America.
那么就说到湾区里头，因为今天是六四嘛。
Because today is June 4th.
所以做前一两天他们就有六四的一些纪念的活动嘛。
And so they had some memorial service for the events of June 4th.
那个消息，那些新闻上就报道的，在一个六四的纪念会上面，有一个人在那里说话。
It recorded some of the words that was spoken by an individual for the memorial of June 4th.
这个话是UC Berkeley 的一个教授。
These words come from a professor in UC Berkeley.
在很多场合里边，他都是常常说话的。
He often speaks in many events.
好像对人也有一定的影响。
It seems like he can have quite an influence on men.
他的名字就叫跟我一样。
His name is the same as mine.
王林志，也许有人都听过他这个名字。
His Professor Wang.
那他就说，现在美国很多的传媒啊，对中国大陆还是把一些负面的东西传播出来。
He says that many of the media in the U.S. still report many negative things about mainland China.
没有看见中国大陆已经变化了很多了。
And have neglected to see that China has changed drastically.
他说现在中国大陆已经不是共产主义了。
No longer is China communist.
他就说他们说是中国式的社会主义。
But they are socialists.
They are socialists in Chinese style.
They are socialists in the Chinese style.
那王明志就说。
So this professor says.
这样就不是社会主义了。
That means they're not socialists.
那这样他也好像说的有点道理。
It seems to make sense then.
但是他说出一些具体的事情呢，我就说，哎呦，完全打岔了。
When he gives practical examples, he really doesn't, he is contrary to what he's saying.
他说现在除了那个政治的体制以外，其他都已经产生很多变化了。
He says aside from the political situation, many things are changing greatly.
经济上的，甚至宗教上的。
In the economy, even religiously.
他特别提到。
He especially mentions.
现在大陆上面了。很多很多教堂。
Now in mainland China, there are many, many churches.
到处都看到教堂。
There are many church buildings you can see all over.
这就说出了他们现在宗教自由了。
So it shows you there is religious freedom in China now.
信仰自由了。
There is freedom in your faith.
他不说这一段话，我倒很能同情他所说的。
If he does not say those words, then I can have sympathy to what he's saying.
但是因为他这样一说了，我就说你只看见表面。
But when he said those words, then I know he only sees the surface.
你没有看到那个实际的光景。
He have not seen the actual situation.
如果他只是看见许多的教堂，就说中国现在已经有了宗教信仰自由。
If by only seeing there are so many church buildings in mainland China, then their spiritual freedom.
就完全脱离了。
Then that's completely opposite of the actual situation.
那我们知道。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
一般人看事物都是看表面。
We know generally man only looks at the surface of the matter.
神的话在这里提醒我们。
But here the word of God reminds us.
我们不能像他们。
We cannot be as others.
我们必须要警醒谨守。
We must be watchful and sober.
我们看一切的事情。
When we look at a particular thing.
我们不单是看那个外表。
Not only do we see what's external.
我们也要看到它里面的。
We must see the reality within.
这样我们才会警醒。
Then we can be watchful.
这样我们才会知道什么事情是我们该接受的，什么事情是我们所不能接受的。
Then we will know what things we should accept and what things we should not.
这个叫做谨守。
That is to be watchful.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在我们仰望等候主来，我们被提见主这个事上面。
Upon this matter of looking and waiting for the Lord's return.
我们要怎样预备呢？
How do we prepare ourselves?
我们必须不要睡觉。
We must not be sleeping.
我们必须警醒谨守。
We must be watchful and sober.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意这个。
Brothers and sisters, let us pay attention to this.
因为提到被提这一件事情。
Because when it mentions about this matter of rapture.
我们提过了。
We may mention already.
不管你是哪一个主张。
No matter what theory you hold.
那个重要的点不在那些主张的内容。
The points, the important points are not in the detail of that doctrine.
重要的点乃是被提的信息是告诉我们要好好的预备 等候见主。
But the important points of this matter of rapture is to remind us that we must prepare, make ready to meet and see the Lord.
这个是被提的信息所要有的那一个果效。
That must be the result of this message of rapture.
什么时候被提，什么范围的人才能被提，这个不是重，圣经里边没有那么重要的向我们指明的。
Whenever the rapture take place, who will be raptured? That is not clearly told to us in the scriptures. That is what is most important.
但神的话明明给我们指出的就是你们要警醒。
But the word of God clearly points out for us that we must be watchful.
从福音书一直讲到书信。
Even from the books of the gospel until the epistles.
要警醒。
We must be watchful.
说到启示录还是警醒。
Even until Revelation, it is still be watchful.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因此圣灵在这里给我们的提醒来说。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit here reminds us.
要警醒谨守。
We must be watchful and sober.
为什么呢
？Why?
底下就说了。
And then it tells us.
这段话很有意思。
Now this is very.
说到那里的时候，我们看看。
This is very meaningful. When we get there, we'll get to it.
睡了的人是在夜间睡。
For they that sleep, sleep in the night.
醉了的人是在夜间醉。
And they that be drunken are drunken in the night.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就要留意。
Brothers and sisters, we must pay attention.
夜间是指着什么
？What does this night point at?
夜间是指着什么
？What does this night point at?
好像在这里只是说出我们日常生活里天白天黑夜。你在黑夜的那个时间就是夜间。
It seems to only mean that in our daily living, daytime and nighttime, and this is what happens at the nighttime.
因为从字面上面来看，好像就是说到日常生活里头的一些光景。
Because on the surface of the word, it only seems to mention some of the events in our daily living.
但是刚才我们已经提了。
But we may mention already.
一提到我们他们是在黑暗里，我们却是在白昼，就已经是把这个黑夜白昼的是完全放在属灵的光景里。
When it mentions about this matter of day and night as contrast to before that we are not of the light, we are the children of the day, it speaks of day and night spiritually.
所以不要让日常生活里头的点点滴滴来影响我们领会主这里的话。
So do not let the events of our daily living affect at all the word of the Lord here.
他是睡了的人是在夜间睡，当然在日常生活里边是如此。
Those who sleep, sleep in the night. Of course, there are daily events.
醉了的人是在夜间醉的吗？相当时间是如此。
Those who are drunk at night. Of course, the time is like that.
但不一定是如此。
But not only, it must be like that.
但是在这里是说的不是说我们日常生活。
But here it does not speak on our daily living.
这里说的是到我们灵里的光景。
Here it speaks of our condition in the spirit.
那是灵里没有苏醒的人。
Those who are not alert in the spirit.
那是与神无分无关的人。
Those who have nothing to do with God.
他们是活在黑暗。
They are living in darkness.
所以他们沉迷在那个黑夜里。
So they are still in that darkness in the night.
沉迷在世界的那个追求里。
They are still enjoying themselves in the night.
沉迷在那一种没有神的光景，他们也觉得无所缺欠的光的情形里。
They are still in the situation of the night and darkness, pursuing the world that they have no lack, no shortcoming.
他们所以会是这样。
They are like that.
乃是因为他们是黑夜之子。
It's because they are children of the night.
他们是活在黑夜的里面。
And they are living in the night.
他们从开始的那刻一直到他们见神的那个时间，他们全是活在黑暗的中间。
Even from their beginning to the time they see God, they are living in that situation.
所以他们在昏暗的里面，他就完全的迷失了。
So they are completely lost in darkness.
但是我们既然是属乎白昼
，But because we're children of light,
那就不要学他们那个样。
Do not be as they are.
就要谨守。
We must be watchful.
就要谨守。
We must be sober.
怎么谨守法呢
？How do we do that?
底下就说了。
It tells us.
把信和爱当作护心镜遮住。
Putting on the breastplate of faith and love.
信是信什么？
Faith, what do we believe in?
信神和他所做。
To believe in God and what he has done.
或者说信主和他所做成的。
Oh, to believe in the Lord and what he has completed.
爱是爱谁，爱什么？
And love, what and who do we love?
这里没有明说。
It does not say expressively here.
但是你看见上面所提的信。
But when you see the faith mentioned previously.
这个信是从应当谨守这个要求引出来的。
When you see that this faith comes forth because that you should be watchful and sober.
你晓得这里的信和爱都不是说人中间的事情。
Then you realize this faith and love is not speaking of the matters of men.
乃是说出人在神面前的光景。
But speaks of the condition of man before God.
你要谨守。
You must be watchful.
你怎么能谨守呢？
How do you be sober?
你信心向着神。
Your faith is toward God.
你的爱倾倒在神那里。
Your love is poured out to God.
这样。
Then.
你在谨守的事上就没有太大的难处。
In this matter of being sober, you will not have great difficulty.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如果回到福音书上面去看。
Brothers and sisters, if we return to the gospel books.
信。
This matter of faith and love,
我们就看到,
then we're able to see
里头真实的那个光景是怎样,
what is the actual condition here?
一个常常有意无意的给误导的, 特别是在爱的这一个事实上。
Something that is oftentimes misled, either consciously or subconsciously, is upon this matter of love.
我们一看到爱这个字我们立刻就会想到是人与人中间的彼此相爱。
When we see this word love, very easily we see this is the love with each other.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
你注意这个信和爱是从谨守的那个要求引出来的。
If you take note that this faith and love is under the requirement of being sober,
你就知道这个信和爱是直接和神发生关系。
Then you realize then this faith and this love has direct relationship with God.
不直接和神发生关系，你就信不来。
If it's not directly related to God, then you cannot have faith.
不直接与神发生关系，你那个爱就没有方向。
If there is no direct relationship with God, then that love has no direction.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, that's a very important matter.Because you must be sober. Because you don't want to change your position. Because you're not willing to depart away from the position which God allows for us to stand. You're not willing to depart away from that fact that you have been blessed with grace. So then how can we be kept under that condition? You must have faith in God's faithfulness.
你要相信神的旨意是要做成什么事情。
You must have faith what God's will accomplish.
依着你这样的把自己放在与神的那个关系里。
It is because you place yourself under this relationship with God.
你就在那里把你整个的爱慕全都放在神的身上。
Then you'll place all your love and desire upon God.
不错，我们的主曾经对彼得说。
Yes, our Lord once said to Peter.
西门的儿子，你爱我比这一些更多吗？
Son of Simon, do you love me more than these?
那这是主的一个要求。
That is a requirement from the Lord.
但是这一个要求的内容。
But the requirement, the content of this requirement,
不是要求我们在感情上面有一点的表现
does not require that in our feeling, in our affection, that we have some kind of reaction or response.
许多的时候我们一提到爱就留意到那个感情上面的发表。
Many times when we mention about love, we see the manifestation of that emotion only.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意到当主上彼得这样提出要求的时候，那个要求不是要求他那个感情的发表。
But brothers and sisters, you can see when our Lord requires this of Peter, he does not only want Peter to manifest this only in his emotions.
而是要求彼得他在意志上面的那个准确的定规。
But also for him to be determined in his will.
因为 主给那个要求的答案乃是
Because the answer the Lord gives for that requirement,
你牧养我的羊
You must shepherd my flock.
你牧养我的羊
You must feed my sheep.
你还要不管别人的光景，你单单来跟随我。
No matter how others are, you follow me.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个是主在神儿女们中间所等候的，要得着的那一个爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord is waiting for amongst His children. This love He is waiting for.
我们换一句话来说。
In other words,
用主自己说的话来表明这一点。
To use the Lord's own words to express this.
人若爱我，就必遵行我的。
If man loves me, he will do my words, he will obey my words.
你是怎么样摆出来，主才承认你是爱他的？
What do you have to manifest that the Lord will acknowledge that you love him?
而不是说主啊，我爱你。
It is not by saying, Lord, I love you.
啊，主就说，哦，真的，你很爱我。
Then the Lord will agree, yes, you truly love me.
主不是听这个话。
No, the Lord does not listen to those words.
主是要看我这个人是如何活在他面前。
The Lord must see how we live before Him.
是根据他的话来活。
Do we live according to His words?
遵守他的道而活。
Do we keep His words?
还是只是在那里说。
Or do we only there saying?
主啊，我爱你。
Lord, I love you.
弟兄姊妹们说爱是很简单。
Brothers and sisters, to speak of love is very simple.
活出那个真正的爱来是不简单。
But to truly live out that love is not so easy.
这里所要的。
What is required here?
能在我们身上起一个护心镜的作用的。
In order for it to have this function as the breastplate of the breastplate.
乃是那一个毫无保留的拣选主跟随主的这一个表达。
Is to express that we would without any withholding follow and choose the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，一碰到实际，我们就了解了。
Brothers and sisters, when we come into practicality, we'll know.
这所起的功用乃是护心镜。
The function here it serves is the breastplate.
当然这里所说的心不是心脏的心。
Of course, the breastplate here is not merely speaking of our physical heart.
军装里头那个护心镜是保护心脏的这一块的地方。
Now, the breastplate in the armor, yes, protects our physical heart in this place here.
但是这里所说的那个护心镜的那个作用不是心脏的心。
But here, this breastplate, the function of the breastplate is not speaking of our spiritual heart, but our mind and our thought.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, that's very important.
如果我们掌握了主自己的应许。
If we're able to hold on to the Lord's promise,
主告诉我们他替我们做了什么。
The Lord has told us what He has done for us.
他已经做成了什么。
What He has already finished.
他现在继续做的是什么。
And what He is continuing to do.
并且他要把我们做到一个什么的地步。
And what He will continue to do upon us.
那我们在信心里面掌握的紧了。
Then in our faith, if we grasp onto this,
碰到有试探来。
Brothers and sisters, when temptation comes,
碰到有诱惑来。
When trials come,
你里面很自然就知道。
Within, you will naturally know.
这个东西叫我离开主。
This thing will cause me to depart away from the Lord.
这个东西叫我用别的事物来代替主。
This thing will allow for me to use other things to take the Lord's place. Then immediately we will have this response. We'll have this feeling.
同样的。
Similarly.
当你真实的毫无保留的拣选主的
When you truly choose the Lord's way without any reservation,
拣选主的旨意,
that you choose His will,
那一些事物发生在我们的周围,
then when things happen around us,
哦, 很有道理,
they are very logical,
很吸引人,
that they are very attractive.
如果说从道理上面来说, 我们也会给说服的,
if by reason we should be convinced,
但是一个事实,
but one fact,
他好像叫我里面向着神的那个爱有了一些伤害。
Somehow it seems to do some harm to my love toward the Lord.
叫我没有办法尽心尽意尽意力尽这去爱我的主。
That with that I cannot love my Lord with all my might, my strength, my heart, and my might.
我们里面马上就有反应了。
Then we will have immediately this response.
哦，这个事我不对。
This is wrong.
他是把我带离主的路。
It leads me away from the Lord's way.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, that's very important.
你所以在这里他说劝勉。
So here it says encouragement. How are you encouraged?
劝勉我们灵里面要时刻维持一个苏醒的光景。
It encourages us that at all times our spirit must be watchful and sober.
让在一个苏醒的灵的里面紧紧的掌握住主的应许、主的旨意、主为我们所做的和主对我们的那一份感情。
That in our spirit we must always be alert to hold on to the promises of the Lord, what He has done, what His affections are towards us, and what He will do.
以前我还没有离开中国的时候
before I left China,
那个环境四面八方的都是一些诱惑。
The surroundings all around me were temptations.
那个诱惑不是叫我们去爱一个物质的世界。
That temptation was not for us to love a materialistic world.
但是却是要你去爱一个精神的世界。
But to love a spiritual world.
我们若说哎，不是物质的世界，哎，不去爱物质的世界，那。我们能接受。
Then we say, if it is not causing us to love a materialistic world, we can accept it.
因为主说我不要爱世界。
Because the Lord tells us not to love the world.
但是如果那个爱世界转换一个面貌，从精神的这样的一个层面来的话呢？
But if that loving the world changes to a different phase, that it goes to the level of in our minds,
我们好就好像不太注意到这个也是世界。
Then we would not pay attention to so closely that is still of the world.
甚至你觉得哦，那里很有道理吗？
Even to a point we feel that's very logical and reasonable.
很有崇高的理想吗？
It has such great ideals.
很能叫我们的正义感得满足。
That our self-righteousness will be greatly satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们是在这样的光景的底下，没有那个很稳的护心镜在那里保守着我们的心思。
If we're under such a condition, yet we don't have a very solid breastplate to guard us from our mind and thought,
我们不敢，实在不敢保证我们能持守下去。
Then we dare not guarantee that we can hold fast.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神让我们很多弟兄姊妹们经历各种各样的那一种诱惑和吸引。
God allows for all His children to go through those temptations and trials.
但是因着他们信主。
But because they have faith in the Lord, they love the Lord.
他们把整个的心思意念和感情都放在主的身上。
That they place all their thought, their love and affection on the Lord.
他们是在谨守的光景里。
They're under this condition of holding fast.
他们在黑暗的环境里边没有睡觉。
That they are not slumbering in darkness.
光是有信心和爱心的护心镜遮松还不是很完全。
It is still not complete to only have the breastplate of faith and love.
弟兄姊妹，你常常听到一些走过十字架的道路的弟兄姊妹们的交通。
Brothers and sisters, many times you hear the testimony of those who have gone through the way of the cross.
短期的痛苦容易忍受。
It is easy to endure short-term pain.
长期的磨难就不太容易能承担。
But the long-term travail and tribulation there is not easy to bear.
这是事实。
That is a fact.
有一些不管它的程度是有多厉害。
No matter what degree it is.
如果转瞬就过去的。
If it just in a blink of an eye.
我们咬紧牙根也就撑过去了。
We can just bite our tooth and just go through it.
但是一些长久的磨难
But if it's a long-term grinding,
哪怕它是很轻微的程度,
even though it may be very light in degree,
时间一长了你就受不了,
when the time drags on, we cannot bear it.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主也真是知道, 我们在属灵的征战里边, 心思的光景是怎样的脆弱,
our Lord indeed knows in spiritual battle how weak, how fragile our mind and thought is.
所以在被提的那一个信息的里头所引来的劝勉,
so in the message of the rapture, the encouragement that he gives us,
他不单叫我们看到信心,
not only does he show us that we must be sober in faith and in love,
也让我们看见在指望的当中不落空的那一个荣耀的事实,
but also allows for us to see the glorious fact of the hope that it will not fall empty.
因为接下去他就说把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上,
because continue on, it says, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation.
不仅是信和爱保护我们的心思,
not only do we have the breastplate of faith and love,
救恩的指望保护我们的思想,
but even the hope of salvation as a helmet to protect our thought.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
到这里我们又看到一件事,
here we can see another thing,
得救的盼望,
the hope of salvation.
什么叫做得救的盼望?
What is the hope of salvation?
你得救了没有?
Are you saved?
如果你得救了,那还需要得救的盼望吗?
If you're saved, do you still need the hope of salvation?
如果你说得救的盼望,那就是说你还没有得救。
If you say the hope of salvation, that only means you don't have, you're not saved.
如果我们这样说,我们又不甘心。
If we say it that way, we're not willing to accept it.
那究竟? 你得救了没有?
So are we saved?
我们都知道我们是已经得救了。
We all know, yes, we are already saved.
既然能称为弟兄们,
if we are brethren,
那当然就是得救的。
Of course, we are those who are saved.
既然是得救的人,
if we are saved,
为什么还说得救的盼望?
Why is it still that it is the hope of salvation?
你已经有了,
I already have it.
你还盼望什么?
What am I still hoping for?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
主的话在这里是说得救的盼望,
the Lord's words here indeed say the hope of salvation.
你就晓得,
then you realize,
这里所说得救的盼望是有所指的,
the hope of salvation here has something it's pointing to. It is not only in the concept we normally have as salvation, but speaks of the content of this matter of rapture.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, when we read Romans chapter 8,
那你不是很清楚说吗?
Does it not clearly tell us that our salvation is in our hope?
但是, 既然, 得救在乎盼望,
since our salvation is our hope,
它就发出问题来了,
then the question arises,
既然得救了还盼望什么?
If we're saved, what are we hoping for?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
为了我们那个印象深刻一点,
brothers and sisters, in order for us to have a deeper impression, let us turn to Romans chapter 8. Verse
24.
For we are saved by hope.
只是所见的盼望不是盼望, 谁还盼望他所见的呢?
But hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for?
但我们若盼望那所不见的就必忍耐等候。
But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it.
那忍耐等候什么呢?
So what are we waiting for with patience?
你说就是等候那个得救的盼望。
We are waiting for that hope of salvation.
那得救的盼望是什么呢?
So what is that hope of salvation?
上文就告诉我,
it tells us in the context.
23节,
verse 23.
不但如此,就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的, 也是自己心里叹息, 等候, 得着, 儿子的名分, 乃是我们的身体,
And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Brothers and sisters, it's too clear. We who have the first fruits of the Spirit, are we saved? Yes, of course we are. Since we are saved, what are we hoping for, waiting for? Waiting for the redemption of the body. It is for adoption. Brothers and sisters, the redemption of the body is it not the first stage of this matter of rapture? Those who are dead in Christ must first rise. And for us, those who still live and remain, our bodies will be changed. That it will become incorruptible. That is the redemption of the body. That is the hope of salvation. Brothers and sisters, pay attention. The Lord's words continue to show us. This matter of the redemption of our body, or this matter of rapture, to be risen, to be raptured, to see the Lord, continues to be placed for us this hope ahead of us. And this hope, not because of the change in circumstances, will go away. Because that is a point, a content in the salvation of God. It is under the mercy of God that He Himself will do this. Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord. Now we have this hope of salvation for a helmet. So that our hearts will not be shaken. That our mind and thought would not lose direction. We thank the Lord. This is the encouragement for those who await rapture. And because, brothers and sisters, this because in verse 9 is very important. Because this word, brothers and sisters, I always make mention to you to make pay attention of the prepositions, the conjunctions. Now these conjunctions is very important. You cannot neglect these words. If you want to understand the Word of God completely, you must notice these conjunctions. This beginning of verse 9, 4, because what does it connect? It connects what's previously. It connects faith and love, the hope of salvation. It has become our armor. Then it brings forth this because. This because tells us, why is it those three things can help us to be sober? Because for God have not appointing us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with Him. Brothers and sisters, pay attention. Because this word in the Chinese translation has been translated too heavily to for us to suffer loss, to be punished. In Greek, it is not so heavy.
就是神没有叫我们受亏损。
It is for God have not appointed us to suffer loss.
神没有定义让我们受亏损。
That he has not appointed us to suffer loss.
他却是定义要叫我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得救。
But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
是借着主耶稣和他所做的得着拯救。
It is through what he has done that we will gain salvation.
那弟兄姊妹，这里你又要留意了。
Brothers and sisters, then you have to pay attention here.
这里所说的得救啊。
The salvation here.
跟上面所说的得救的盼望是同一件事情。
It's the same thing as previously mentioned, the hope of salvation.
不是说到我们罪得赦免的那个得救。
It does not speak of the salvation that our sins are forgiven.
这一个得救已经是过去的了。
That salvation is past.
已经完成了。
It is finished.
但是在得救的还没有完成的部分呢
？But in the parts of salvation that is not finished，
就是上面所说的得救的盼望。
It is the hope of salvation that's previously mentioned。
就是那个身体得赎的这个事实。
It is the fact of the redemption of our body。
神是预定我们要借助我们的主叫我们身体得赎。
That God has appointed that we our body will be redeemed through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，太宝贝了。
Brothers and sisters, it is indeed too precious.
太宝贝了。
It is too precious.
说到我们的主，叫我成为我们的得救的那一个依据。
When it speaks of that our Lord Jesus Christ is the foundation of our salvation.
这里又说到一些我们平常没有这样注意的。
Here it also speaks of things we normally are neglecting.
他替我们死。
Who died for us.
叫我们无论醒着睡着都要与他同活。
Whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这是指着什么说的
What does this speak of?
你说是指着将来主来的时候我们都复活我们都身体改变
It speaks of in the future when we are raptured, our bodies are changed.
当然是指着那件事
Of course it is speaking of that.
但是重点不是说那件事
But the focus is not on that.
那个重点呢是回答帖撒罗尼迦人问的那个问题
But the focus is upon the question where the Thessalonians asked.
主啊，你没来以前都已经死去了弟兄姊妹们，他们怎么？你来的时候他们怎么样
？Lord, before you return, all the brethren who have died before you return, what will happen to them?
第四章就已经说到。
It speaks of that in chapter 4.
那些基督里睡了的人，主也必将他一神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
Those who are dead in Christ, God will also bring with him.
这是睡了的人。
Those who are asleep, that will happen.
那活着还存留到主再来的呢
？And so those who live and remain.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
我们是白昼之子。
We are children of the day.
我们不要睡觉。
We would not slumber.
这里的醒着睡着，你就看到和上文这些所提到的事情完全有呼应。
Here it all echoes what is previously mentioned in the text, whether we wake or sleep, and those who are sleeping.
在这一个地方，主的话说出来。
Here, when the Lord speaks,
预定我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得救
that our, we would obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ,
他替我们死
who died for us,
叫我们无论在他来以前死了
so whether we died before he returns,
或者是他来的时候我们还活着
or that we will still live and remain when he returns,
我们都要与他同活
we should live together with him.
一同被提到云中与他相会。
To be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet him.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗
？Brothers and sisters, you see.
整个第五章的上半段都是在这里，是因着被提的那件事情来发表这一次这一段的交通。
The first half of chapter 5 is because of the question of rapture that this fellowship is shared with us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord. He speaks very clearly these words. And then he repeats.
所以你们要用这些话，你们该彼此劝慰。
Wherefore, comfort yourself together.
互相建立
and edify one another,
正如你们素常所行的
even as also ye do.
我们实在感谢神
Indeed, we thank God.
这样的彼此的劝勉
this comforting and encouragement each other, that we comfort each other in this way,
应当成为我们经常在神儿女们中间给带出来的事
should be something that is often brought out amongst his children.
也成为认为我们每一个人每天每天生活里头的一些内容。
It should also become some of the detail, the content in our daily living.
不是要等到交通主再来的信息的时候，我们好、哦、是我们要警醒，我们也警醒。
It is not only when we share on this matter of the Lord's return. Yes, we need to be watchful. We need to be sober.
哎呀，主来了，一切痛苦都停止了，我们很多。
That when the Lord comes, all the pain will stop and we'll be much comforted.
不，这里的话不是告诉我们说这样。
No, these words here does not tell us about that.
是让我们经常是如此。
But that we should always do this.
彼此劝慰。
To comfort and encourage each other.
互相建立。
And edify one another.
这样来等候被提。
To await the matter of rapture.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在被提的这个信息的交通
In the sharing of this message about rapture
圣灵带领保罗说到这一个地方告一个段落
Holy Spirit leads Paul to end at this point
下边就带神的儿女们很具体的在属灵的生活里边一些
And then he leads the children of God into some practical training in their daily living. We'll leave that for next week. It may be possible we can wrap up next week, but it may not be.
Because
Because there are some words within that will take a bit longer to share. May the Lord lead us. I think we'll end here tonight.